Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Well, today's markets were a typical holiday market and very little action, very little news, very little trading activity and volume. But we did have feeder cattle close near their lows. They were unchanged to 27 cents lower, with the weakest contract being the March. Feeder cattle at 143.45, down 27 cents. Technically speaking, those feeder cattle have still been pretty strong overall. I mean, you go back a couple of months, we're $8 or $9 higher than where we were in October. Even though we're about $3 or $4 off the high from about a week ago, it still seems like the trend is still moving higher. Live cattle were steady to 30 higher, with December's closing at 122.70. Which is up 30 cents, and that was right on their high. They will wind down next week, or after Christmas here, and it looks like we're going to wind that December contract down on the highs of the contract, which is a pretty good bullish long-term sign. February is 125.77. Yesterday and today, we thought we might see some selling due to the fact that we had a cattle on feed report, which was thought to be negative. It hasn't really turned out that way. And then the February hogs are up 55 at 70.80. They continue to grind higher as well.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The grain trade was also quiet. We had corn down 0.5 cent, soybeans about 3 cents higher, Kansas City 1 higher, Chicago wheat 1 higher, cotton was up 7 with March cotton at 68.68. There isn't any really new information in the market until the January 10th USDA report. There's a lot of different opinions on that and what the USDA would do with regard to exports to China. Will they increase our export number on that report, and what will that do when it trickles all the way down to the ending stocks? Now, of course, if we have more exports than lower ending stocks, that could be bullish. The other factor in the report that's a big deal is the production for corn and soybeans, given the late planted crop this last year. And if they'll take any at all. Traditionally, the USDA doesn't change it much on the January report from previous reports. But this year, of course, is a little bit different. The stock market today, with the Dow's down 42 at 28,508. The S&P's just under 1 point lower on the day. Natural gas continues to get beat up here. You know, we watch that closely here in Oklahoma, but January natural gas is down 3 cents at 218.40. Crude oil, on the other hand, February is up 51 at 61.03.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in line of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.